Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and joining me today is Peaky Uter. Hey, Peaky.
Nice to meet you. Oh, nice to meet you, Robert.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Great to be here
today. Peaky is one of our illustrious summer interns, and he's here to show us his summer project, which is a very cool extension, the Roaming Extensions Manager. And which you wrote yourself, correct?
So actually, I was the program manager on the dev. It's on the project itself. So I worked with a dev to coordinate the functionalities and actually get it shipped and released inside the entire internship. So
all right, awesome. Yeah. So what does this thing do?
So yeah, so what it is right now, it's an extension that roams other extensions. So this might sound a little weird to a lot of you folk that are listening to this, but what that means is no longer when, you know, you have the classic problem that you're installing Visual Studio on a new machine, and you can no longer remember what extensions you had installed on the previous machine. Was it WebTools?
Oh no, that never happens to anybody.
Oh really?
You know,
I only install any extension, so it's no longer a problem for me, obviously. But you know, a lot of times it happens where, like, you know, was it Pro Power Tools? Was it web tools? You don't really know what it was, right? So, yeah, the age-old solution is you take a screenshot.
No,
and you
take
it over.
Four screenshots.
You take exactly.
Four to five screenshots.
You roll down the thing, and you're just like,
yes.
And then you email them to yourself. You know,
right.
You can't use Dropbox. That doesn't exist either, right? You know, and then you look at the pictures. You go in. You
and
type.
Then you gotta go and find them. Find each of them.
Yeah, you know. And then, you know, maybe let alone you lost a screenshot somewhere, and you go back, get a new screenshot, install all those, and then finally, maybe 2 days down the line, you're back to your setup in what you had, you know, on your other machine, right? And so this extension was really made to kind of find a solution to that in a way that's much, much faster. So
it makes sense. It's just a list of what you've installed and where to get it from. That should be able to be roamed. Right?
Exactly, and that's exactly what this is.
Nice.
It's a roaming extension list that allows you to download each and every one of those extensions directly from the menu.
Cool.
So you don't even have to go out to the online tab, you don't have to go to the online gallery. Right from here at this menu screen.
Will it roam just the list or will it actually download them for you?
So right now it'll just roam the list, so you'll have to download them manually, mainly because, you know, some people don't want every single one roaming, depending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this way it kind of gives you the choice and allows you to manage that list.
Okay.
So why don't we take a look at what this list actually looks like. So here, you know, you go to Tools.
And this extension, which you just mentioned, is available in the Visual Studio Gallery.
Yes, correct.
It's been out for a couple weeks now or so.
Yes, it has.
We'll put a link for people to get to it.
Awesome.
All right.
Yep. So what this extension will do, it'll add a new little menu icon here called the Roaming Extension Manager.
Mm-hmm.
So you click on the Roaming Extension Manager, and this is what you'll see. So again, this is now your list of all the extensions you have. And you might be looking, well, what are these now, like these little tiny icons you see in the side? You have this little cloud here. You have a little cloud and a check mark. And if you scroll all the way down, actually, you won't actually see any inside this case. But there's actually a third type as well where you'll just see the installed icon.
Okay.
And each one of these provides a slightly different function. So right now, actually, we can take a look at it very easily. So right now, what this is with the little cloud icon, that means that you have a roamed extension.
It's roamed and it's installed?
Incorrect. So that's what the roamed and the check part is. When you have just the cloud, if you
that's
go over
being roamed.
It is just being roamed. So that means that you have installed this on another machine somewhere else, like your previous machine.
Got it.
And now you can click on this, and it's now available for download. Right, and so now I can be like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I want to download this new extension. It was on my previous machine, and now I'm trying to add it to this one.
Okay.
So all these other ones where you have the check mark and the cloud, that means you're both roaming it and is already installed on this specific machine.
So to uninstall it, you have to stop roaming it first?
No, you don't actually.
Okay.
The way you uninstall and install is always actually the exact same way you've done it before. You go back to the install tab.
Right. Okay.
And you go back and you click install.
I see.
So I did say that there was a third icon that isn't here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because likely inside your list, you have no real need for this. And that's what happens when you click the stop roaming icon, stop roaming button. And what that does is now you can see the icon has changed to just the check mark. And what that means is only installed. It's no longer being roamed.
Okay.
So say maybe you have an extension, maybe your list is getting very, very large. And maybe on this one machine you're doing web dev, but you're not doing web dev at home, and you don't really want that polluting your list, like the risks that you're roaming. So now you can click stop roaming and that can go off it.
Got it.
So
cool.
But for most people, you'll be roaming everything because, you know, ideally, you come here just to install, and then you'll be done. And so there's no real need to actually have anything that's no longer roaming.
Exactly.
So why don't we give this a test drive? Well, why don't we see what happens when I log into Robert's computer?
All right, so this is my machine. I have my extensions installed. What I've done is signed out. There we go. And you're going to sign in as you, and we're going to see what happens.
Cool. So
Let's continue the process. Personal accounts. And then
so this is a great scenario, not only for when you have to reinstall, but when you have multiple machines.
If you're sharing
two machines at work, I've got one at home, I've got Visual Studio running on three different machines, and they're all pretty much set up the same way.
Yeah. And this allows you to kind of keep that consistency. So now, like, when you install, like, say you have a new extension, you're fine while you're at work, right? Now you can go back home, and it'll be right there, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, this is exactly why I installed at work. I'll just continue doing that. And you can stay consistent across all your machines. And look at that. We have now roamed the theme
Themes and colors have been roaming for a while.
Yes, they have been roaming for quite some time now.
Okay, so. But this proves that that we are connected.
And we have now entered my account.
Presumably, we should now go see under the extensions.
Yep, so tools, extensions and updates. And now we also had already pre-installed the roaming extension manager, so we can go back to the tab.
Now, if you could figure out how to roam the roaming extension manager, that would be cool.
Wouldn't it be, right? So it's actually interesting because the roaming extension manager actually is being roamed. So it's actually right here.
Once you install it.
Once you install
it. Yes.
That's
okay.
True. Only once you install it is there. But it is technically being roamed. You just can no longer view it until you've installed it and gotten the tab. And so actually what you'll notice here is this list looks very slightly different from the list that I had on my computer. So what's happening now is it takes every single extension that you already had installed on your computer. And then it'll actually add it to my roaming list as well.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, what happens is, you know,
so I don't have the productivity power tools in this machine yet.
No, apparently you do not.
Well, that's because I re-imaged this machine 2 days ago.
And if you'd like it, we can download it right
Absolutely.
Now. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's go for it.
The very first episode of this show was on the productivity power tools.
Very nice. But now, before we do that, actually, why don't we do one more thing? Let's also go online, and let's also install one more new tool.
Okay.
Let's install CodeMate, for instance, right? And let's see, is this actually roaming? Is this just some magic trick that, like, no one realizes what's happening? So, we'll go and we'll restart. And while that's restarting, we'll wait for that to go. You got this, Visual Studio. Just keep chugging along like we know you will. And now let's check, right? Let's see if everything was installed the way that we had hoped that it would be. We go here, we go to the roaming extension manager. And the other great thing, actually, is whenever you install something while you're signed in, it will automatically roam it for you.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. So the default is to roam, right?
Correct. The default is to
roam. Right. So CodeMate should be somewhere in there.
And there you are.
There
actually,
it is. Okay.
In this case. Oh, so what happened here is a very interesting corner case. So if you actually already had this extension installed on another computer and you've chosen to stop roaming it on that computer. So for instance, like you had it installed on one of your machines, right? You say, hey, I don't want to install this anymore. And then maybe, you know, you scrap the machine, you move to a new machine or whatever, right? Now you've already claimed that you didn't want this to be roamed across your machine. So what it does is it remembers. So now you install this on, say you only want this on one machine now. So you go back and you're like, okay, maybe I do want this. So I installed this on that new machine. It remembers that you didn't want this roamed to every other machine.
Got it. Okay.
And so automatically it says, I'm not going to roam
this.
So
when we were practicing, you had that on that machine and stopped roaming it.
Correct.
Then uninstalled it for the purposes of our demo now. Okay.
And then
put it on here, and it remembered. Okay.
Exactly.
So
it remembered that I didn't want
you're
it.
Roaming it. So if you go back to that machine, it will show up in the list.
Correct.
Okay.
So now I guess we will switch machines.
Yep. Through the magic of manual switching.
Yes, the magic of manual switching. And then we'll go to the extension updates menu page. And then we will go and...
It's in there somewhere.
In the magic of doing this, of course.
I guess we have to wait for it to roam. How long does it take to roam? I mean, it looked like it took about 30 seconds or so.
So what generally happens is, so the problem is when you uninstall and you reinstall, it's going to have a slight latency issue as well.
Okay.
Usually it's due to the fact that you already claimed it was unroamed and then obviously it has to connect back to the server as well. And it's also an interesting thing with the UI thread that VS runs on, if you have the extension manager open, that's going to block the thread itself. So you actually have to re-go back, so we should close it on this one and then reopen it. So we'll do some small work here. And we'll make sure.
It's roaming.
Should be good.
Okay.
We've now confirmed it's roaming. So we should give this some time, because now on this end, this now VS, now we make sure that we haven't blocked the UI thread on this instance of VS, allow it to reconnect, and then obviously re-download what the roaming tools are.
Okay.
And we'll go back.
That's cool, because in a normal situation, you're not going to be immediately thinking that something appears. Right. There it is.
And there we go.
Okay.
Right. And actually, if you notice, what happened was, see all these things that weren't there previously?
Mm-hmm.
Those are all things that were installed on the other box.
Okay.
And it's because they're automatically added to a roam list when you then signed in there, and they all roamed.
So that's interesting. So as me on this machine, I installed these things.
Correct.
Then you signed in as you. You picked up the extensions that were already there.
Yes.
And those are now being roamed. So that's
on my list, correct.
Right. So they're automatically added to your list.
Yeah.
So that's something for people to keep in mind, as well as
definitely
a feature request for probably not for you, because you're going back to school.
Exactly. I mean, the thinking behind it was like, you know what? You're not always going to be there to install this extension when you're just starting a fresh build or a new version of Visual Studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, you've already been devving on this machine for, you know, at least maybe a year, year and a half, and you have a sizable list of extensions you have. You want to have to like install this extension and then click start roaming in every single one.
Yeah.
So, you know, most of the cases, you're not sharing your machine with other people, so this usually is a problem, and it'll automatically roam every single one of those there, just so you don't have to go back through and go manually do this to every single one.
Yeah, so that's interesting. People should let us know how they want it to work.
If there's any feedback, we'd love
user voice.
User voice is
would
great.
Would probably be the best place, as well as comments on the gallery. But just let us know how you want it to work. I mean, if you find yourself sharing a machine with somebody, you might only want to roam your list.
Correct.
But as you say, the normal is that this is my machine, I'm on this machine, and of course I want things to appear because it's my list.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, it's definitely, like, hopefully we're trying to maybe add features. If there's any feature requests as well, user voice, comments on the gallery extension itself, any of these things. If you'd like maybe an install all for every single one of these that's just being roamed and not installed yet, that can definitely be a thing as well.
Right.
Or, you know, any other feature you guys can think of that would just, you know, be fantastic.
All right. So. Cool. This is great stuff.
Yeah.
It's available now in the gallery. Download it. Use it. This saves a tremendous amount of time.
Because that's what we're here for. We just want to improve your productivity.
Not only for,
and
you know,
remove the stress that Visual Studios can definitely cause.
Not only for running Visual Studio on multiple machines, but on the 5 or 6 times a year that you might find yourself reimaging for whatever reason. Especially if you play around a lot with VMs. If you play around a lot with pre-release software and you're using VMs, that comes in very handy.
Yeah.
Or if you just, you know,
companies are definitely kind of making the switch towards, you know, hosting stuff off Azure, running VMs, because, you know, that's much easier to remote in, all that kind of performance issues.
Yep.
You know, then it's, you know, everything is roamed because it's all hosted in the cloud, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of these issues can be solved, you know, hopefully with the roaming extension and other kinds of roaming settings, you know.
Yep.
So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
No, thank you so much, Robert, for having me.
We will see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.